This is Benji B on BBC Radio 1. Taking control of the airwaves. Load up.
Benji B shutting down the sound.
To Hugh Stevens for the last 2 hours with Sunless 97 and Michael Payne in session. It's Benji B on BBC Radio 1 here until 4 a.m. Welcome along.
Jay Dilla, it's fantastic. I don't know why.
Yes, for my street singing.
Jay Dilla, rock on. Yo.
It's for my live people. Don't wanna hear some live shit.
You know what love is. You know what love is.
Yo, what's your name, Pop?
It's JD.
J Dilla.
AKA it's JD.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
It's fantastic.
Yes,
for my street singing.
Jay Dilla, rock on.
It's for my live people. Don't wanna hear some live shit.
You know what love is. You know what love is.
Yo, what's your name, Pop?
It's Jay Dilla.
We spread the music that you made. We continue loving the music that you made. We show respect for you eternally. Thank you, JD. Your sound forever.
Thank you.
beats down to the beats. Widely regarded as the most important man in hip-hop along with Pete Rock and DJ Premier. JD is preparing for us a feast of beats and pieces. His credentials are such that it reads like Who's Who Hip Hop and R&B Slum Village Project has the dubious honor of being the most bootleg band in history. Their recent album has met superlative reviews from all areas. Comments like Water for Chocolate, produced by JD. We're left with a landmark album, having worked with the Apostrophe Angelo, DJ Premier, Razzle, George Clinton, Bobby Caldwell, Yuma JD along with Q-Tip and Ali Shaheed, produced Rhyme Called Quest's last album, The Love Movement. You were the best musician. Thank you. Rest in peace.
Yeah, baby boy, in the place to be. I'm writing shit that I feel. Raps of black steel in the hour of commotion. The motion of calm, it's like that of an ocean devotion. Cause I'm the earth, wind, and fire. A hip hop by Rakim, in short, I've been inspired. My shit knocks and fire. Mix of cats with 17s. 10, time is money. The mind is funny. How it's spent on getting it. I'm sitting with descendants of Abraham who say the jam is money, cash. Swore I went from bashful to asshole to international. Love of self. Word to mother on my last record cover is felt, now deal with it.
I wanna get into it. Let's do this, do this. I wanna see you move it. So move it, move it. So let's just get into it. Let's do this, do this, do this. Can you feel the music? The music, oh, oh, oh. Can you feel the music?
Yeah. Second, yeah, in this never-ending battle to please. Second, magazine writers and MCs who request hot shit, I freeze. And tell them where I was rose, we always said cold. Hold your horses and your carriages, it's never went gold. Again, rock shows careless. You not gonna respect self, at least respect the heritage. Affected lives is where the wealth and the merit is. I realize what I portray day to day, I gotta carry this. And beast rhymes and life is where the marriage is. Had dreams of fake R&B broads that came true. Journalists I wrecked, shared the same view. Picked up a fallen angel on the path that I MC. Familiar voice, come to find out the angel was me. Some say you changing, Rashid. Times are, we still close. I rhyme far away, away, away from what you accustomed to hearing every day. You know the dope chopping, gun popping, homies dying. I'm amongst it. Say the war stories from Private Ryan. I
wanna see you do it. Let's do this, do this.
Women cry, children laugh, men dance. I refuse to lose self and trying to win fans over. Weight on my shoulder fluctuates like Oprah's. My refrigerator poetry's magnetic like Ultra. You couldn't hang if you was a poster. Posing like a shit for exposure. It's rumors of gay MCs. Yeah, that we my room, I gonna touch you. Still rockin' hickey, yeah, that it right now. Feel that one. Got my eyes on the tiger, eyes on the prize, eyes on the thighs of Mary J. Blige. Imagine how good the cat must be. Stop eating meat, lost weight, but I still rap husky. My first step is like that of a baby's first step, or the old lady who died and the nurse swept. I flow like cursive, frightening, fighting you and yours to my openness. Shows allow me to cop range like a vocalist. But man does not live on bread alone. What good is a range when it's time to head home?
Yeah, I wanna see you do it. Let's do this, do this. I wanna see you move it. So move it, move it. So let's just get into it. Let's do this, do this, do this. Can you feel the music? The music. music, the music. Oh, 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 I wanna get into it. Let's do this, do this. Yeah, I wanna see you move it. Just move it, just move. Yeah, so let's just get into it.
Hey yo, this is Big Bang Busta Rhymes popping off your man Benji Keys. Y'all already know what it is, you know who it is. We know what we do.
Yeah, turn me up, son. Going on. Yeah, Uncle Darren. What up, brother? Yeah, yeah. Flip ball. See, we got a whole, we got a gift wrap package for you, motherfuckers. Yeah. I stay ripping the nick tracks out, hotter than wax, yo. So tell me why you ax out, yo. I'm ax cause I make a nick black till it's time to relax, yo. Or till you won't collapse out. And it's hardly that. The guard is getting tired, you don't wanna say that. Can catch a cardiac relapse, nick. Why? The guard is back, so you don't want nothing no matter how you react. Blows you black and blue, your front and your back. Choose whatever the route that you choose. Wounds so horrendous, forensic to get to analyzing the bruise. Blows be never coming single, they coming in twos. My crew be starting to ruckus once I get them the cues. The blast from the triggers that'll bust from all of my dudes. Me the shit that make your niggas run up out of your shoes. We make you back down, having the facts down. With all the noise you be making, you can even see the shit on the news. Hold up, so you don't know nothing about it.
Turn me up some.
Yo, the heat from off the street will burn you up some. Yo, the shit I'm sure the spit will hurt you up some. I'm saying, but you don't know nothing about it.
Turn me up some.
Yo, now drink a fifth of yak and hurl it up some. Yo, just bang it in the truck and turn it up some. I'm saying, now watch me get a nigga fast like them bitches with no ass. You corny niggas low class. Yo, I flash on them, then I go and smash couple hoops and then splash on them. Flicking a little ash on them. From the blunt we smoking, keep a chick choking. Got them open with flows, I suppose. And make them soak in their clothes. Keep this shit that make them sniff and make them open their nose. Got them fed up, stuck just like they striking the pose. Yo, we gaining weight. Nah, it's just my pocket to swole from keeping niggas while they driving, smacking the pole. A 1-2, yeah. See, perhaps while I hold me a stack, hating niggas plot, holding me back. Yo, you fool niggas plotting against the guard, best be holding the strap. Cause how we coming through, you know it's a rap. Moving the crew of gorilla dudes, you know when to clap. I'll blow some shit from over the earth or the face of the map. Yo, so take that. Once we give it to you, ain't no faking the jack. It's funny how you find your face in a trap. Little frontin' like he ready to scrap. You better off acting pussy, tryna give me a dap. Staying focused on fulfilling the dream. The way we spark up and spit a fire to flame, probably killing your team. So now we harbor helicopters. Turn this shit up if you and your peoples are hearing me proper. I'm saying, so you don't know nothing about it.
Turn me up some.
Yo, the heat from off the street will burn you up some. Yo, this shit I'm sure the spit will hurt you up some. I'm saying, but you don't know nothing about it.
Turn me up some.
Yo, now drink a fifth of yak and hurl it up some. Yo, just bang it in the truck and turn it up some. I'm saying.
This is Benji B on BBC Radio 1.
Yo, 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 yo.
As we say, welcome. So it was Dilla's birthday yesterday. He would have been 38 years old. And at this point, Dilla is pretty much a part of my musical DNA and a part of all of our musical DNA. Absolute genius, light years ahead of his time, so much so, in fact, that it's taken the world a few years to catch up, literally. And to start to understand the sort of vital importance of his musical legacy. And for me, it's his music that has always been and will continue to be timeless. I mean, when I listen to these beats, like the one in the background, the three that we open with, they just never age, never sound dated. Still create the same excitement for me and everyone that I ever play them for. Now, regulars to my show over the years will know how much the music means to me and how many tribute shows I've done over the years, how many we've broadcast. People still come up to me on the street sometimes and talk about the one from 06 and 07. And last year I prepared a documentary called Gone Too Soon, which was a sort of definitive look at the life and the influence and the music of the man. And that was rebroadcast this week to celebrate the birthday and, of course, acknowledge the date we lost Dilla, February 10th as well. So instead of going too deep tonight, we're going to celebrate with a triplet. We open with a triplet tonight from the late, great JD, aka J Dilla. And we'll give you a little taste of the documentary that aired this week and point you in that direction, because I do feel that that's the best place to start. If you just join us tonight and you're not familiar with the music of the one they call Dilla Dog, we're going to give you a little taste and a little explanation before we move on tonight. Here's a clip from the documentary you can hear on One Extra Stories. Busta Rhymes talking about getting Dilla beat tapes. It's Benji B on BBC Radio 1. Some artists have so many beats from Dilla, they're still using them today. Like Busta Rhymes.
I first met J Dilla through Q-Tip from Tribe Called Quest. This would have had to been around somewhere in 94 or 95. J Dilla became one of my closest friends in music. I don't have too many close friends in music, and J Dilla definitely was one of them. Dilla left me with more music than any producer that I've met to this day. I got over 160 beats of Dilla sitting around. That's why there's never been a solo album of mine that Dilla hasn't been a part of. You can check the back catalog all you want.
Genesis. Busta Rhymes, the immaculate raw, hardcore, rickety raw. When I step up in the place, they know I step correct. Got you all in check. And you know we come through to wreck the discotheque. I got you all in check.
Turn me up some.
Yo, the heat from off the street will burn you up some. Yo, I'm sure the spit will hurt you up some. I'm saying, but you don't know nothing about it.
To the future.
Brand new.
Come on,
beat's still so sick. It's Radio 1 Wednesday night, we are live. If you just joined us, welcome along. As I say, we're not going to do a definitive two-hour tribute show tonight because Seek and Ye Will Find, as I say, in 2006 on our sister station One Extra, and the following year, and in many of the years in between then and now, of course, I've saluted and paid respects and love to my favourite producer of beats ever. And no one has ever been able to emulate, and no one should even try, really, the man who just sort of took the art form to a new level. You know, someone who, as you heard Busta Rhymes talking about, just had that power to excite artists, to inspire them to write. You know, when you got a Dilla beat tape through the post, it was like Christmas, you know. And then when he started sending out the CDs, artists arguing over beats, and that influence goes to this day. Still so many undiscovered gems, undiscovered beats, unused beats that you will still hear roll out over the next few years, I'm sure. I've got another clip talking about just that actually coming up next, the beat tapes in particular. And if you just join us and you're wondering, what is this music? Well, one of the most influential producers of my lifetime for sure. And part of his legacy are these amazing beat tapes, of which I think I have all of them, and just when I think I do, someone like J-Rock or Peanut Butter Wolf or House Shoes or Wajid will pull out their computer or their CD player and totally blow my head. This is a section from the Dilla documentary that I was just talking about, with artists talking about the power of those beat tapes.
His legend preceded him even then. So he would send beat tapes to Tribe Called Quest, but particularly De La. De La was the first group that really put me on to him. And they had just volumes of tapes, you know.
Then Common heard him.
I would get beat tapes and beat CDs from JD, and it was just like, that was like Christmas when you get, you know, like, anytime you knew a beat CD was coming from JD, it was like something to look forward to.
Check it out.
Here's a taste of one of my favorite beat tapes. You might even recognize some of these cuts. Dilla's work rate was ridiculous. Here's his old friend DJ House Shoes from Detroit.
His beat tapes were like snowflakes. Like, none of them were the same. Because once he did something, he would master it, and he felt no need to maintain, you know, the same type of work. So he was all about just keeping it moving.
So you had to keep up with him. Plug 2 from De La Soul.
When the one came that you knew was for you, it was like, It was like heaven. You just gotta be ours. And you know, and it would be just that. It would be get on the phone and, yo, number 17, we need that. Is that one available? And if it wasn't available, it hurt. There was this one beat that we wanted really, really bad, and then all of a sudden, months later, Slum Village had the beat on their album. We was like, oh man.
That beat would end up on the Slum Village track, Do You.
If you ain't telling me, just walk away. Is how I do and what more can I say? Yeah. Do you?
I mean, they had a beat that I wanted so bad. It was the same beat tape. Look, it was Do You on there. It was You Want More beat. The day You Want More. I wanted that beat.
Here we go again,
And I was like, man, we should mess with this beat. And I was like, man, I don't know, man. I was like, L, man, you don't hear that beat? Do you hear this beat? Right here, this beat right here. Dude, you don't hear this beat right here? Man, I just don't know if it's Slum. I was like, okay, man. All right. So we didn't end up doing it. And I was kind of mad after that. I was upset. Like, we should have did that beat.
No swing, no feel, no shuffle like that. You and Your Smile in the background from JD, J Dilla, kicked off the show with a triplet. I mean, literally, you could pick any of the tracks that he produced for anyone, anything off any of his solo albums, anything from Slum Village. Play 3 tracks in a row and I'm happy, but I just felt to go on that vibe tonight. Dedicated to J Dilla, bit of a montage into Think Twice, taken from the Welcome to Detroit LP. And you heard Nag Champa from Like Water for Chocolate. Common, Turn Me Up Some, Busta Rhymes. That was our triplet to open the show with. And that's a good place to start. If you're just discovering this music for the first time, regulars know what I'm talking about already. Welcome to Detroit BBE. Essential. Rough Draft Mummy Recordings. Essential. And then, of course, the first place that a lot of us heard about, JD. Slum Village, Fantastic Volume 1, Fantastic Volume 2, one of the most listened albums in my record collection ever. Anyway, we're just giving you a little flavour of the Dilla documentary, pointing you in that direction because it's a subject very close to my heart, and it's a documentary that definitely I'm proud to be involved with. Got another clip from that coming up next. But what kind of person does it take to produce these kind of beats? Illa J.
James, well, to understand him, you have to just be around my whole family. Everybody in the house is an artist, so, you know, artists are weird. They go in their little shell and they create, and then they come out and, hey, what up, everybody, you know. He definitely had OCD in certain ways as far as, like, he goes to his house, spotless. You go in the fridge, everything's exactly lined up. Drinks, snacks, pops, everything parallel to each other, everything. And records the same way. He knew where every record was. If I went and listened to one of his records, he would know that I went and listened to his records. I couldn't sneak and do it. He would know, oh, you was listening to that record right there, weren't you? Yeah, I know. And he would take it right out and pick out the exact same record in a closet full of records. His music was kind of like that too, in a sense that he was really precise. It was almost like a surgeon.
So Dilla definitely liked his life ordered, which seems to be the key to his music knowledge and his production technique. Dilla worked on an album by Tribe called Beats, Rhymes and Life. When it was nominated for a Grammy, Q-Tip asked him to come to the ceremony in New York. Marjukes.
He had already told me, well, I'm going to go out there because I got to finish some work with Q-Tip during that week, but I'm not going to the Grammys. So actually, he made sure he took nothing to wear. But Q-Tip took it upon himself to get a stylist to bring some things to the house for Dilla to try on. And he called me. He said, Ma, I'm trying on this stuff. I don't want to try it on because I'm not going. But actually, by the end of the day, he put on the outfit or whatever it was that he chose to wear. He rode in the limo to the event but never got out of the limo. Q-Tip was so angry, and they got into little back and forth verbally. Dilla called me, and it was almost in tears. He's like, I could tell from his voice he wanted to cry. He was like, I don't care what they say, I'm not going in. I'm not going in there.
There was also a Grammys after party hosted by Prince, but Dilla missed out on meeting one of his heroes.
He adored Prince, but he just didn't like to be around a lot of lights and people.
Dwele.
He did the stutter thing when he talked, you know what I'm saying? If you talk to anybody that knows about Dilla, and if you ask them to impersonate Dilla, they would have to include that stutter. But he made the stutter cool, you know what I'm saying? I knew people that didn't have a stutter before they met Dilla. And all of a sudden, the stutter was present. Like, oh, for sure. You know what I'm saying? Like, he did that, but he made it cool. You know, that was his thing.